Well, it is Valentine's Day, 9:40 on this Friday morning, and one of the most romantic places in all of Michigan is Romeo Post Office, to be exact. Joining us right now from the U.S. Postal Service is Elizabeth Nadike. Elizabeth, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day.
And to you as well. This is such a neat tradition that's gone on in Romeo with this special stamp cancellation for a lot of years now, isn't it?
Yes, this is the 26th consecutive year that the Romeo postmark has highlighted a silhouette of sweethearts expressing their love for this wonderful holiday.
What a neat tradition. And you must have people that are collectors that have probably sent mail through Romeo for all 26 of those years.
Oh, yes. We have requests from California, Minnesota, even as far away as Taiwan and Japan. It's wonderful. And it's not just collectors. Children love the cancellation. Adults love the postmark. It's just something that brings the community together.
Now, it's not just Romeo. It wouldn't be Romeo without Juliet. And there's another community named Juliet that gets into the act, too, isn't there?
Well, in years past, yes. Juliet, Georgia, we've had dual postmarks with you could get your postmark canceled in Romeo, and then we would send it to Juliet, Georgia, for cancellation for the Juliet station.
How does the Romeo post office gear up for this? And I can imagine they probably start getting cards pretty early in the year, don't they?
Yes. They have 30 days from the cancellation, which starts February 1st, so customers can still send their cards in until March 1st for this special postmark. But yes, everybody gears up for it. In fact, there's a children's event that the Parks and Recs puts on, and our wonderful employees go out and help the children create Valentine's cards and make sure that they're addressed properly before they put the postmark.
Oh, isn't that fantastic? So it's a lot of extra work, but it's fun work, too. I mean, I can imagine that there must be a pretty joyous mood around this event.
Well, it's beautiful to see the stamp cancellation, and each year for 26 years we've created a new cancellation, always featuring some kind of a silhouette of sweethearts. So it's always fun to see what new creation is out there. And if you pair it with the love stamp that usually comes out in February, that's a really special keepsake for somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. How does somebody go about doing that? If they get, let's say, I get a card and I have the love stamp on it, and I want to get the Romeo cancellation, do I have to come to Romeo to put it in the post office
No.
box?
No, you don't have to. All you have to do is make sure that your stamped, pre-addressed card is placed in a larger envelope, and then send the larger envelope to the Romeo post office. Make sure that you put in care of the Valentine's Day postmark, and the address is 119 Church Street, and that's Romeo 48065. And we'll take care of the rest for you.
All right, fantastic. Elizabeth, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much. And again, happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.